The El Dorado Ballroom in the historically African-American Third Ward of Houston occupies a near-mythic place in the city's musical history. For many African-American musicians, playing the El Dorado meant they had made it. The ballroom opened in 1939 and was built by local entrepreneurs Anna and Clarence Dupree. It's a two-story brick and stucco building, painted white, designed by Houston architect Leonard Gabert in the streamlined, modernistic style that was popular in the 1930s. The most distinctive feature of the building is the rounded corner where the two exterior walls meet. Old photographs show the El Dorado advertised itself with a freestanding neon roof sign that has long since disappeared. The nightclub occupied the second floor. Today, it's an empty shell. The ballroom's reputation as the social and musical pinnacle of African-American Houston held on until the 1960s. But changing taste in music, the movement of middle-class African-American families out of the Third Ward, and the club's lack of off-street parking all eroded its base of support. Yet unlike Houston's other famous jazz and blues clubs, the El Dorado building survives. In 1999, it was given to Project Row Houses, a nonprofit art and social services organization based in the Third Ward, by an anonymous donor who wanted to ensure its preservation. Houston architect William Williams is supervising the phased rehabilitation of the building. Project Row Houses reopened the El Dorado Ballroom in 2003 as a performance hall. Along with echoes of renowned artists such as B.B. King, Count Basie, and Lightning Hopkins, the El Dorado once again rocks with newer sounds: Third Ward rap, gospel singer Mickey Mosley, trumpeter Calvin Owens, and salutes to the artist who recorded for Houston's Duke Peacock label. Not only is the El Dorado being architecturally restored, it's also being musically renewed.